It's 16-10, and Rod Northam is joining us now. He's got Odyssey Moon on the way to the Champagne Stakes, the final of our Group 1s for the two-year-olds on Saturday. Morning to you, Rod.
Morning, Andrew.
You must be looking forward to this. Obviously, he's just continuing to please.
Yeah, he is. I'm really looking forward to it. I can't wait.
The way he's just come through his races, particularly the last one on that soft seven and the sires behind Pride of Dubai, who could be anything. I mean, he got beaten less than a length and he fought on so strong there.
Yeah, he did. A couple of times in the straight, I thought, he's going to drop off and run fourth or fifth, but he kept kicking and was really tough on the line. So the mile looks to be suitable for him.
How's he? I mean, he's obviously coping so well.
Yeah, he's a funny horse. He's tough. He's very tough, obviously. And yeah. When he doesn't overwork himself in between races, he's not a brilliant track worker. He sort of does what you ask him to do, and that's it. And saves it all up for race day. So I think that's just sort of helped his longevity through the prep.
Okay. So in saying that, has he worked this morning out there at Scone in not brilliant fashion?
Yeah, not brilliant, but he worked well. I'm happy with him. He worked as well as he works, and he'll be spot on for Saturday.
And the way, I mean, the numbers have dwindled for horses getting to a mile, but we know, and you've said it, that he's tough. That he just looks like a natural that will be able to do it.
Yeah, I think he'll run it out fine. He probably overraced a little bit. I think ready for victory on his inside, sort of gave him a little bit of a knock sort of mid race, and he sort of over raced a little bit, but at the same time the brakes went on up front, but he's still, like, I'm sure he'll settle and be fine for the mile.
How's the other horse looking? Big money for the return in the Hallmark.
Yeah, he's great. Very excited to get him back to the races. He's now 5-year-old gelding, he's matured and strengthened up, and hoping this will be his best prep.
And you've really mapped it, haven't you? For I remember talking to you, it seems like 2, 3, 4 months ago, that you were always aiming towards this and hopefully off to Brisbane.
Yeah, that's right. We'll go running in the Hallmark on Saturday, then 3 weeks to the BTC sprint, then 2 weeks, 10,000, 2 weeks, Stradbroke. That's our aim will be the 10,000 and the Stradbroke. So he's fought enough to run really well on Saturday. He always runs well, but there'll be nice improvement for him from then on to get to those other races.
Looking forward to it on the weekend, mate. I hope the week's a good one for you coming in, particularly with Odyssey Moon. Thanks a lot for your time, Rod.
Okay, thank you, Andrew.
Rod Northam out there. Another of the key chances in Saturday's Champagne is Gary Moore's horse in Takedown. He's been very much underrated as well through this preparation. Morning to you, Gary.
Morning, listeners.
He has been, hasn't he? I mean, he won the Black Opal, and I think people thought, he won that race, he won't win another one. But he's been good as well, hasn't he?
I mean, he's just got everything going for him. He doesn't look like a two-year-old. He's very muscular, and he's done everything that we've asked from him, so we can't do any more, Andrew.
The Bale, you win. You were able to lead and dictate for Kieran McAvoy, and he left them there stranded, really, on a good four track. He seems to sort of cope with really anything, or is he a firm tracker?
I wouldn't say that, because what I did before he had his first start, we had very deep ground at Rose Hill, and I had him in a jump out, and he handled it with ease.
I know that he ran, his debut run there at Kembla, he ran on a soft track, and since then they've been either goods or firms and things like that. He's galloped this morning. He's given you an indication he's trained on since the Bale U?
Oh, he worked fantastic, Andrew. He went 1,000 metres. He started to increase the tempo with his lead horse from the 600. I mean, they ran the last 636.5 last furlong and 12.8, and I mean, he had plenty in hand, and it was an exceptional gallop. Kieran McAvoy was very pleased with him. He couldn't imagine how clean-winded he is. And, he's gone on, and he looks in great shape. And I think anybody that backs him on Saturday will be very pleased with the way he looks before the race.
So the way he runs the Bale U out in front, given that it's a smallish field, the field's got to come out, barrier draws, track conditions, all that, but he's just got a natural racing pattern of being in front or being up there?
Well, I mean, I think probably the Barrister will go and make it again.
Yeah.
I mean, if he doesn't go and make it, well, I'll make it. It doesn't matter. But, I mean, you know, my horse has got a fantastic stride on him, and so he's a very manageable horse. He's got great gait speed, and like I said before, I don't think the mile will be a worry to him.
You were thrilled when you won the Bale. You were at Group 3. Here's the chance of winning a Group 1 in such a short time since being back home.
Well, to do it in 8 months is, you know, it's a dream come true. I mean, these are the things that, you know, you expect from somebody that's been successful, who trains well, and, you know, especially to do it with a two-year-old, Andrew, is quite special. I mean, if he can win on Saturday, he's won four straight, so he's got to be number one two-year-old in Australia.
Well, hang on, that's caused controversy, that comment.
Well, I mean, what else can you, you know, what do you want?
Well, that's all the owners want.
Well, I mean, can you imagine if he was a colt? But, I mean, four straight and to, you know, accumulate two group threes and then win a group one. I mean, what else can you ask from this?
No, he's been a marvel for sure. And how'd you go at the sales last week?
We had great success, thank you. We walked away with four yearlings, and I'm, you know, very, very pleased.
No, that's
good. We got the Street Cry that we paid $925,000 for.
Yep.
But, I mean, you know, it's, you've got to be in those, if you're lucky enough to be able to obtain yearlings. And I think if Takedown can do it for us on Saturday, it will show people that we're running a very, very serious operation here.
For sure. You've got a runner today at Gosford. Can you win there?
I think we'll have a very, very good week. We've got Hurstman Pegasus today at Gosford. He looks very, very fit. Worked very well on Tuesday morning, and I expect him to win, Andrew. And then we've got other two-year-olds running during the week that'll be extremely competitive, going by their work this morning at Rose Hill.
Well, Hostwind Pegasus is in Gosford Race 3, number 3 today for Kieran McAvoy. The Takedown combination combined today. Good luck, mate. I hope it's a thrilling week for Gary Moore. And I understand Dominance, trained by your brother John, returns back to Hong Kong later this month.
Yes, he's returning to Hong Kong. I mean, he ran a good race the other day, probably just didn't quite get the trip. But, you know, it's great to be able to come down from Hong Kong and participate in the wonderful races that we have in Australia.
Yeah, for sure. Good on you, Gary. Good luck with the week ahead.
Thank you kindly.
Gary.